Okay, just to summarize our last VOD, to take it to the next step for today, we had mentioned last time the Gemara in Baba Basra that says, Zochu, everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in this world was Zochu Unikeva, which means Mashpia and Mekabel. Those who that are Mashpiyim are considered a Zochu, those who are Mekabelim are considered Unikeva. And we also brought out that Shabbos is unique, that Shabbos is both Zohar and Nekeva. It's a hybrid. It is a dual dynamic. It's both Zohar and Nekeva. It's one of the only things in the world that actually have this hybrid of being a Zohar and a Nekeva. Zohar v'shomer, Zohar being Zohar, and Shomer being Nekeva. And that's what we explained. That's what it means that Zocher v'Shomer b'di be'echad nemru. It's even though it's a little bit of a stira, contradictory one to another. Are you a Zocher and a Nekeva? Yes, Shabbos b'di be'echad nemru. It's shayek that Shabbos is could be a Zocher and a Nekeva at the same time. Today I want to focus on what are the practical applications. What are the halakha and differences that come out, the ramifications that come out from this dual dynamic of being a Zohar and a Nekeva. Hopefully it'll be enlightening. It might open up your eyes to things that we do every single Shabbos without realizing what's going on. The Gemara in Shabbos, a well-known Gemara, the Gemara says, Lama Gimel Mebeis. This is talking about right after Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai and Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon came out of the Ma'ara. They were walking on one Erev Shabbos and they saw Ahu Saba, the Havanokit Trey Madani Asa. He was holding two stems of Hadassim. The Rod Ben Ashmoshes, and he was running, it was almost Shabbos, and he was running with these two Hadassim. So they asked him, why are you holding two Hadassim for? What's the purpose? What is it for? And he replied, Lekovit Shabbos. He took two Hadassim Lekovit Shabbos. I have a tiski lok bechad. What do you need two for? If you want to be mechabit Shabbos, be mechabit Shabbos with one hadas. It smells beautifully, one hadas. What do you need two hadasim for? To which he replied, one is keneged zochar and one is keneged shamar. What you see is that when you come to be mechabit Shabbos in a dual oifen, in two hadasim, one keneged zochar, one keneged shamar. We have to constantly bear in mind that Shabbos has this dual dynamic, and it plays itself out on many levels. Again, one Zohar, one Nekeva, Zohar v'Shomer. But Rabbi Isai, they didn't see him running to do Tekiyah Shofen holding a Hadas, two Hadasim, and they didn't see him holding two Hadasim when running to Lulav. And the reason is partially because other Bechinas don't have dual dynamics. Shabbos is unique that it has a dual dynamic. And not only that, they don't even run to do Tekiyah Shofen or Lulav with even one Hadas. Because to be one, to be either a Zohar or a Nekeva is normal. Shabbos is unusual. Shabbos is special that it's both Zohar and Nekeva as a dual dynamic. Memela, to be Mechabit Shabbos properly, it requires this dual Avodah. It requires this Kefil Dika Avodah. And hopefully we'll learn through our different levels here when we build this up. Shabbos is not just two mitzvahs and Zohar and Nekeva. Shabbos is a personality. Shabbos is a mitzvah. Shabbos is a Zohar and a Nekeva, and we're coming to be mechabed Shabbos. We don't come to be mechabed a table. We come to be mechabed a mitzvah, a personality, and that Shabbos to greet the Shabbos Malkusah. Shabbos is a personality, and he was coming to be Mechabit Shabbos on both those levels of Zohar and Shomer. And from that sugya, the Rav Yoh learns out that that's why there's a minig in Klal Yisrael to light two neiros on Erev Shabbos. And as always, Gepaskin and Tur Shulchan Aruch and Reish Siman Reish Samach Gimel. We light two neiros every Erev Shabbos, one for Zohar and one for Shomer. And if a woman misses out, right, lighting, that means she missed out being mechab the Shabbos in the proper way. She missed out the Zohar v'Shomer of Shabbos. She's even penalized, as we all know. But the nekuda is that we've come to be mechab Shabbos on a dual level, on a Zohar and a Shomer Dika level. Now, Rabbi Yisai, I think virtually every Yid in Klal Yisrael, or at least every from Yid and then some, knows that we light two Neiris Erev Shabbos. How many of us, how many of our wives know that one is connected Zohar and one is connected Shammah? But that's the Makar. It's coming from this Gemara because we're Mechabit Shabbos on these two levels. It's Mevunak Dhamma to Tikkuni Zayar that this Inyan is also when Shabbos leaves. We know that Motzei Shabbos we light Hadlokas Neiris, we light not in one Neir, but two Neiris, two wicks, Ma'irei Ha'esh, Lashon Rabbim. We have two wicks, and the reason why we have two wicks is Mavun the Zayar, is because Shabbos is brought in through two Neiris, through Zohar v'Shamar. So when Shabbos leaves and departs, we do that through two wicks of Zohar v'Shamar. So here we have two applications of Zohar v'Shamar. Lamaisa, halacha lamaisa. We light two Neiris, Erev Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos. We have two wicks in our Avdolah candle. The Medrash points out, Medrash Tehillim, it's in Mizbah Tzadi Beis. The Medrash points out, it's brought in the Dasakin and Balei Tosfos and Pimchos. Miz Mashiach L'Yom HaShabbos. On that pasuk, Miz Mashiach L'Yom HaShabbos. Amar Rabbi Yitzchok dashens a pasuk that we had in last week's Parshas Beshalach. Ru'u ki Hashem nosan lechem HaShabbos. Look, see that Hashem gave you the Shabbos. Therefore, he gives a double bread. When we learn Pshuto Shel Mikra, it means, well, once for Friday and once for Shabbos. And because he's Mekadesh as a Shabbos, he didn't have the month fall on Shabbos. So he made up for it and gave his second portion on Friday. So Kumtai said only the second portion relates to Shabbos. But the Medrash doesn't say that. Medrash says, "Ru'u." What is he saying? "Ru'u, look, watch, see what's going on here. That Hashem made Shabbos into a lechem yomayim. He gave you a Shabbos. He gave you a lechem yomayim that is doubled up on Shabbos." Amar Rebbe Yosi Maganisa. It's a jewel. It's a diamond. The Yivis L'chaim. Kol Iska de Shabbos Kofel. Everything that relates to Shabbos is doubled over. For example, and the Medrash gives a number of items, Lechem Mishnah that we find by the month. And by the way, our Lechem Mishnah that we do on Shabbos is Zeichel Man. So come tell us, when we have Lechem Mishnah on Shabbos, one bread is for Zachar and one bread is for Shammah. Karbonah Kofel, it has two Karbonis. Ein Sheh Kofel, its Einish is doubled. Mechalaleha mois yumas, a double lashon, mois yumas. Schara kafel, its schar is doubled over. Because it says in the pasuk in Yeshaya, Bekarasa l'shabes oineg, l'ktoish Hashem mechubad. So you have oineg and mechubad. It's a double schar. Azaraseh kafulois, its azharis are doubled over. Zachar v'shamar. And so too, Mizmar Kofel, its Mizmar is doubled over. Mizmar Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. We say that that's the Shir Shal Yom of Shabbos. Mizmar Shir Shal Yom HaShabbos. Mizmar and Shir. It's two different types. There's Mizmar and there's Shir. But it's Mizmar Shir. What's the difference between Agav? What's the difference between Mizmar and Shir? There are many differences. But one, just to say over one Gain, the Gain says that he quotes a Amru. It sounds like it's coming from the Zoya. But it says, Mizmah Shir, Shir is bepeh and Mizmah is through musical instruments, but it's doubled over. The Shira of Shabbos is a doubled Shira. It's Mizmah Shir. And then Psikta Zutrasa has similar cheshbonis. They add on more, he adds on more type of Mishalom applications. Lechem Yomayim, we mentioned. There's another thing, Shavas Vayinofash, a doubled Lashon of Menucha. Shavas v'yinofash. Gad the Goyin says that Shavas v'yinofash is connected, corresponds to Zohar v'Shamar, to the Zohar part of Shabbos and to the Nekeva part of Shabbos. Shabbosin Shabbos Kodesh, a double lashon of Shabbos. And so too, Lechem Mishnah, Mizmashil Yom HaShabbos, Mechalaleh Mois Yumos. And he adds one more. Ashrei enosh ya'aseh zois, uven adam yachzik ba, shoyim shabbos mikal eloi, v'shoyim yodam yasois kora. So it doesn't explain what it's trying to bring out from the pasuk, but seemingly it's the double lashonis, both at the beginning and at the end of the pasuk. Ashrei enosh ya'aseh zois, that's one, uven adam yachzik ba. So it's a chilik between ya'aseh zois and yachzik ba. And at the end as well, it's doubled over. Shema Shabbos Michal Eloi, and the Shema Yodim Ma'aseis Kora. Everything is doubled over. Once we're on that pasuk, Rabbi Yisai, anyone who is a medaktik, the lashon of that pasuk, it doesn't stim. Ashi Enosh Yaseh Zois, that's Nekeva, or Ben Adam Yaseh Ba, Ba's Nekeva, to keep Shabbos, she's a she. Shema Shabbos Michal Eloi, is a Zohar, is him. So it has the dual, again, the implications of Nekeva and Zohar on Shabbos. And all these doubled over, Rabbi says, because of Zohar v'Shamas, because of the double Bechinas of Shabbos. Shabbos is a Zohar and a Nekeva. And look here, that's found in the Medrash as well. The Medrash says, V'yavarech Elokim is Yom HaShavi'i, V'mer Berchoi, how did HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mavarech the Shabbos? Anything that a person is mitzi, it's like tzoyis l'kvayt Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mishalom loy kiflayim. He's mishalom loy with double. He gets double because when he's mechabit Shabbos, he's being mechabit a hybrid, a dual dynamic. Zohar v'shama. Memela the schar is kofon. We have an inin to be mechabit the Shabbos. On this, digressing a bit, we all know that we're supposed to help out our wives for Shabbos. So it's a gavaldika thing to help out wives, and it helps certainly for Shalom Bayis, which is great. With Shabbos also, you need to have Shalom Bayis and the nearest of it to make Shalom Bayis. But there's the underlying Indian is not just to help your wife. The main Indian is to be mechabit Shabbos. The halacha is that when a person, right after Friday Shacharis, before he does anything, before he goes to Seder, he's supposed to do something for Shabbos. He has to be mechabit as a Shabbos. And if you can't, the person talk about, then he should do it maybe before Shacharis. Because he has a chiv to be mechabit Shabbos right away, just like the man fell Friday morning to be mechabit the Shabbos. It happened right away in the morning. And everyone has their things. The Gemara talks about each Amira did something else for Shabbos. The different inyanim, whatever you're good at, whatever you could do. But whatever it is, take care of Cholim, whatever it is, but do something, be mechabit Shabbos right away after Shacharis. Now I want to focus on Rabbi Yisai, the Inyan, this dual dynamic of Shabbos. We have numerous nafkaminas that plays itself out. I want to take it to the next step. Shabbos is Zohar Nekeva, Zohar v'Shamar. But if you look in this farm, you'll see that's really, there are two parts of Shabbos. And one is Keneged Zohar, and one is Keneged Shamar. It's not pshat that the Zohar and Shamar simultaneously. The Zohar is Mavur, that Friday night is Shamar. Shamar is Belayla, and Zohar is B'yoyim. This is Dr. Ramban in Shmoy's Perakov, this week's Parasha. Hazachir is going to be B'yoyim, and the Shmir is going to be Belayla. And that's where he brings down the Maimon Chazal and Bava Kamala Mebeza Mebez, that we say Erev Shabbos, Lel Shabbos, we have Kabbalah Shabbos. We say Boi Kala, Boi Kala, Boi Venetzi Likras Shabbos Malko Kala. Because Friday night is the Bechina of Kala, of Nekeva, of Shomer. And it's Shabbos day that the Bechina is of Zohar, of the Yoim is a Zohar. And it stims, Rabbi Yisai, because in the Sram you see that Yoim denotes Zohar and Laila denotes Nekeva. So the Zohar is by day and the Shomer is by night. So really Shabbos is a dual dynamic. But Friday night is Shomer and Shabbos day is Zohar. And now we can understand the Gemara Psachim. It's Halakha L'Maisa and Afkamina. We can understand the Gemara Psachim, Kofim et Aleph. The Gemara says, Kfoid Yoim or Kfoid Laila, we have to be mechabit both parts of Shabbos, the day and the night. But Kfayyim Kaidim, but Kfayyim has a precedent. It precedes the Laila. You're supposed to be Mechabit the Yoim more than the Laila. Halacha l'maisa, our Shabbos Suda b'Yom has to be bigger, better, greater than the Suda b'Laila. And the way we accomplish that, the Pais can bring down, is because we have cholent on Shabbos b'Day. Because it's a specialty, it's a unique item just like Kavod Shabbos. We don't eat it during the week. Well, I guess now they eat it Thursday night, they eat it Sunday, they eat it Monday. But it used to be we ate it on Shabbos. It was special, the Kavod Shabbos. And that was the chamin that we had on Shabbos. So we're supposed to have as many courses by day as by night, if not even more courses by day. And like I said, the place of Mucha, that we have the same amount of courses. And therefore they say, no, but we have that specialty item called cholent, and that's what we have by day. Anyone who doesn't eat cholent has to figure it out, to have another way to be mechabed Shabbos by his day suda more than his night suda. Because the day suda is more chashuv than night suda. Mail anything you buy, the covered Shabbos, a special cake, a special anything, and you have to know when you're going to eat it. If you have a choice, you should eat it by day. If you can eat it by both, great. But if not, you only eat it by one. You're supposed to eat it by day. And on the side, like a pet peeve, and those who try to, like, I don't know about you, but there's a minhag here in the East Coast that some people try to like break up the suda. Like they'll do a kiddush and they'll wash by the kiddush and then they'll eat the suda at home. That became the shalosh suda, especially in the winter days. So they end up like gaining time, we'll call it. I'm sure it's for COVID, for the learning. They care about the learning. For sure, they're trying to save time and the learning to be able to learn more on Shabbos day. That's for sure the reason. But nevertheless, what they ended up doing is that their first Suda was degraded. It was less than the Laila Suda. Memela, they missed out this Gemara of Kfoy Diyay Madif. So if you have to do it, if you mamishas that kakin got to do it, so maybe you could work out how to have that cholent during that Kiddush and make it then, and I don't know, and hold that that's enough to make it greater, even though it has fewer courses if you chop up the Suda. But you have to figure it out. But these are halakha l'maisa differences. And the reason why Tvoy Yoyim is Adif is because Yoyim is connected Zacha. And Laila is connected Nekeva. We know that Zacha is Adif over Nekeva. So Mamela, the Yoyim, the Tvoy Yoyim is Adif over the Tvoy Laila. I want to show you, Rabbi Isai, another practical nafkamina between the Yoyim and the Laila. Halacha l'maisa that every single one of us are doing or should be doing, it's kapaskin in the Shulchan Aruch. We do, the Bezin does Geiris. And part of Geiris is not just testing one's knowledge. Okay, so you're smart, but doesn't mean that you're Eluk, and doesn't mean that you're an Oved, and doesn't mean you're Reish Shamayim. So of course we test the person's sincerity. We want to see the person's sincerity. But what we also want to see is the person's integration in the community. We want to see that there's a network of families behind the ger. We want to see that the ger is comfortable in that network because that's very important post-geris. Geris is not the end, it's the beginning. But also one thing that we encourage, we urge them to go and eat sudas by other people is because then they experience Shabbos. They don't just learn Shabbos and do Shabbos and practice Shabbos. They experience Shabbos. And they learn just by our minhagim, what we do, what we take for granted, what our kids could tell you at 3 years old. They don't know unless they observe it, unless they see it. Klal Yisrael is rich in minhagim. The sudas that we eat on Shabbos is universal. Throughout the world, virtually everyone is eating the identical Suda Shabbos, Leil Shabbos, and the identical Suda Shabbos, Yom Shabbos. It's identical. Kamat in every single household. And their cheshbain is why. Their tifa lamed is why it's like that. I'll throw you agav. I wasn't going to mention it, but once I'm here, for example, the chayza, the Lublin, he was once questioned why he chops the onion right by the Suda. On Shabbos, he eats ayim mitzvibel. He eats eggs and onions by the Shabbos Suda by day, and he cuts the onion. He had the minhag to cut the onion by the Suda. So one time, he had a guest over. A farmer was over at his house, and he asked him, "Why are you cutting it at here? Why don't you let your wife cut in the kitchen?" So he says, "I cut it here because I want it to be fresh. If we'll cut it earlier, then the sharpness of the onion will fade, will evaporate. My mail's not going to be as stark and if I cut it right here. Okay, he accepted that tshuva. The following week, he had a Talmid Chacham at his house. And again, he asked him, Rebbe, how come you're cutting the onion at the Suda? Why don't you let your wife cut it before him? What do you have to cut? You could cut it Friday. Why do you need to cut it right now? But why you cut it in the morning? Like, Mamashid, we're delaying the Suda because of this. So he said, you know, there's halacha mechatech on Hukah Shabbos. You now let her cut something very small. You have to cut it a little bit larger than normal. And even that's not enough. It's a machloike. So matzarif the other shita that if you cut it right before the suda miyad, the two shitas go together. So it's good. So since I'm cutting the onion, I'm dicing it, I want to cut it right by the suda. It says mamish miyad right before the suda. Okay, it's good teretz. He accepted the teretz. The next Shabbos, he had a chasidusha who's by his house, one of the chasidim, he ate there. And he asked him, Rebbe, why do you cut the onion by the suda for? Why can't you cut it beforehand? Same kasha. The umbach happened to the same kasha. So the chayzer told him, I explained to you. He says, if you think about it, all the macholim that we eat on Shabbos has a gematria of seven. Fish, dog is seven, dalet and gimel. Merak, everything that we do, there's a cheshbon, is seven. Merak is seven. Four, two, and one is seven. Everything we do is a gematria of seven. Basar is seven. Two, three, and two is seven. So if I have a problem, but batzel is 14. So how am I going to make into seven? So I cut it. So I have two sevens. So then I have seven for Shabbos. Now we'll never know the real reason why the Chayzer cut the onion by the Suda. But what we do know is that everything has a minig and it's stark in Klal Yisrael. There's a minig in Klal Yisrael for everything we do. And we want these Geirim to pick it up, to get it, and incorporate it and swallow it all up in their lives. I feel the pshutei am rich with mitzvahs like a riman. So sometimes what we do when the Geir claims that he ready, mamish, he's integrated, and he washed and he observed and everything. So we ask him the following question. We ask him, tell me, did you notice the difference how we cut our challis Lel Shabbos different than we cut our Shabbos B'Yom Shabbos? Most of them haven't got the foggiest idea what we're talking about. We asked them, which lechem, which bread do we cut first? So the halacha is the Rambam brings down that on Lel Shabbos we cut the bottom lechem first, and on Yom Shabbos we cut the top lechem first. What's the reason, Rabbi Sai? Why do we cut the bottom lechem first on Lel Shabbos, and we cut the top lechem first on Yom Shabbos? So Rama says it's a pi kabbalah. Doesn't tell you why. Doesn't tell you why. You could look it up. Hatamu al derech ha kabbalah. It's in Reish Ayin Dalet Sif Aleph. But now we could have a little bit of understanding, because we already mentioned from the Medrash it's Mavua that the Lechem Mishnah, the Inyan Lechem Mishnah, is once connected Zakar and once connected Shomer. Now, Zizok like the Shla, B'Shem the Toles Yaakov, is Zayz Mavu and the Tzvasemis, and others. One Zakar, one Shomer. Zok the Mikhtam Chelik Hay, page 429. Now, what's the reason why we cut the bottom challah first, Lel Shabbos, and the top challah first, Yom Shabbos? It's because Lel Shabbos is connected Shomer, and Yom Shabbos is connected Zachar. When we know when we have a Zachar and a Keva, Mashbi and Makabel, we already mentioned last time, the klal is that the Mashbi is Lamaila and the Makabel is Lamata. Shemayim Va'aretz, the klal of Mashbiim is Shemayim, and the Klala of Mekablim is Aretz. Shemayim is the Zakah, and the Aretz is Nekeva. The Shemayim is above, and the Aretz is below. The Meshpi is always Lamala. Lel Shabbos, we cut the lower Challah first, because Lel Shabbos, we've been Mechabed, the Nekeva. We've been Mechabed, Shomer. Avadu, we take Lechem Mishnah to be Mechabed, both Chalakim. But Lel Shabbos is more Shomer. And Yom Shabbos is more Zachar. So by Yom Shabbos, we're going to cut the top challah, and by Lel Shabbos, we cut the bottom challah. However, when it comes to Yontif, so we don't have these two bechinas as Zachar v'Shama. So by Yontif, even Lel Yontif, we cut the top challah. because there's no bechinas shomer, so you don't have to cut the bottom challah. We cut the top challah. And we could ask Rabbi Yisrael, what do you do when Yontif falls out on Shabbos, on Lel Shabbos, on Yontif, which one do you cut? Good shaila, it's a tumult. But the bottom line is, Rabbi Yisrael, is that the Shabbos has two chalakim. The Lel Shabbos is Shomer, and the Yom Shabbos is Zachar. Now I want to show you, Rabbi Yisrael, a couple more applications where this comes about. Do you notice that on the Nuscha HaTfila, when it comes Lel Shabbos, and it's brought down, did you notice that it changes the Nusach HaTfilah? Ba is Lel Shabbos. Boy, the Yenuka Boy is B'yom Shabbos. Because by Laila she's a Nekeva, and by Yom she's a Zacha. And altogether, why do we have a different Nusach HaTfilah between Lel Shabbos and Yom Shabbos? The Shmoneh Esrei is different. On Yontif, the Shmoneh Esreis are identical. On the weekdays, the Shmoneh Esreis are identical. So how come when it comes to Shabbos, Lel Shabbos has one Shmoneh Esrei and Atik Yidashto, and Yom Shabbos Shachris has Yismach Moshe, whole different tefillah, a partly different set of tefillah. What's the reason? Zok the Goyin and Yael Or is because there are different bechinas going on. By Yontif, it's the same bechina. By the weekdays, it's the same bechina. But on Shabbos, there are different bechinas. There's Lel Shabbos and Yom Shabbos. And because they're different bechinas, so Lel Shabbos is Shomer, Yom Shabbos is Zachar. So we have to change it up. We have a different Shmoneh Esrei. One Shmoneh Esrei is for Shomer, and one Shmoneh Esrei is for Zachar. So we have to have one for the night and one for the day. I want to show you another Nafka Mina Rabbi Yisai, and I'll let you go. Another Nafka Mina Rabbi Yisai, as we know that there's an Indian by Sheva Brachas called Panim Chadoshes. You need to have Panim Chadoshes to say Sheva Brachas. That's halakha. What happens if you don't have Panim Chadoshes on Shabbos? You're still allowed to say Sheva Brachas. Why? It's nice to bring down, the Mishnah bring down from the Medrash. Because Shabbos is the Panim Chadoshes. She's a personality. She's not just a mitzvah. She's a mitzias. She's coming here, and Mimele, she's with us, and she wasn't with us Thursday night, Sheva Brachas. She's a new Panim. She's somebody else that was not yet with us. It's a Panim Kadoshes. But Rabbi Yisai, let me ask you, the halach is, Gepaskin Shulchan Aruch, that even if you don't have Panim Kadoshes B'yoyim Shabbos, you can still say Sheva Brachas. I, Shabbos, was here last night, and Gepaskin Shulchan Aruch, the Rosh, the Ritva, Shabbos was already here last night. We already greeted her. We already got friendly with her. We're already happy that she's around. So what's going on beyond Shabbos? How could you say Sheva Brachas again if you don't have Panim Chadoshes? So Ritva's Merames a Teretz that is still Panim Chadoshes. And he says it's L'yoydei Chayin V'chavayid. It's Alpi Kabbalah. And the Goyin is Miram is two with a drop. The Goyin on the Shulchan Aruch over there and Samach Beis and Evan Ezra and Sifkat Mekafei, the Goyin says, because Kvod Yoim Adif. Memelis blives like Ponim Chadoshes Acherim. What he means to say, L'chayr, is that by night is Shomer and by day is Zachar. No, we didn't have Zachar last night. We had Shomer last night. And by day, we have Zachar. We have a new Panim Chadoshes. So we have two different Panim Chadoshes. One's Lel Shabbos, and one's Yom Shabbos. We made two different Panim Chadoshes. So yes, we could say Sheva Brachas both by night and both by day, because it's two separate Panim Chadoshes.
Why did that? Because it's Adif. Why did that? Because it's Adif. That's actually it wasn't Adif. It's
still different. Yeah, it's different, but he needs to say he's bringing from that Gemara that you see that it's something different than the night before. If it's the same, then it's same. But you see, it's other means that there's something more than there was last night. It means if it will be yesh b'cham asayim mono, let's say last night had a lot, and today only has a little, I already had the lot last night. I had the asayim last night. No, it's for yom other because now we have zocher. It's a different mitzvah. It's a different bechina. Rabbi Yisai, when we cut the chalas every week, say by the lel suda, say by the day suda, it's a constant reminder to us. We cut the bottom chala by night and the day chal and the upper chala by day. It's constantly to remind us, Shabbos is Shomer, Lel Shabbos is Shomer, and Yom Shabbos is Zachar. And we should have that in mind. That's what we're doing. We're cutting the. That's what we're trying to do. We should have in mind we're trying to be mechabed the shama, and then we're trying to be mechabed the zacha. All right, Baisa, I think I went over time for now. But Lina, the next time we'll take it to the next level. But this is where we have to come out. There are two bechinas, and as many nafkaminas la'alacha, what we do, hadlakas neiris, havdala candle, many nafkaminas that we do every Shabbos, lechem mishnah, how we cut the lechem mishnah, this is what Shabbos is about. There are two bechinas, and we have to make sure to be mechabed both bechinas. And if we're mechabed both bechinas, then we'll be mezeichet to that bracha, the bracha kfula that the Medjer says that Kosh Broker gives to those people who mechabit Shabbos. Shkoyik for listening.
Just Shaila?
Yes.
I already mentioned before about the Avuka and the Neiris. Why is it that the Neiris and the Avuka are different? Why don't we do either both Avuka or both Neiris?
It's a good Shaila. I don't have it proud for that. It's a good Shaila.
Okay. And also, why does the Shomer first? Shouldn't it be Zalcha, which is the Adif, be Koidim, the Keva?
So it's like this. I mentioned that Laila is usually Nekeva and Yom Zacha. If you think about it, so many mitzvahs are only by day and not by night. There's kamat, no mitzvah that's by night, not by day. I say kamat because there is this Ksir Sa'ima and there's Pesach night. We could discuss it because Pesach night really has a din like day. And that's, you could look in the Sfarim and the Psukim, Amashma like that, and the Gemara's Mavu like that. It's mashmois that the din leil Pesach is a din by day, but the mitzvahs are more daydik. That mitzvahs I say especially are more daydik because mitzvahs say has to do with zaka and yom is zaka. Laila is nekeva. Laila is the bechinas nekeva. The goyin says, "Man nishtana halaila hazem mikol alaylois." How is the nishtana that it's a hazed that the laila became a zaka mikol alaylois? And that's what Yitzis Mitzrayim and CBTs Mitzrayim is about, to show why the Leil Pesach is really the Bechinas Yoim, and that's why it's rich with so many mitzvahs, Achilas Matzah, Mara, whatever we have to say, but there's literally, Rabbi say, literally, could count them. I saw a Sefer counted them, 100 mitzvahs Leil Pesach. It's rich because it has a din of a Yoim Dik. But generally, it's Yom Zacha and Laila's Nekeva. Memela, Laila is Kalo, and the day is Zacha.